If you're interested in cars, this is where you want to be. It's not a big garage or a dealer showroom. It's the underground Peterson Automotive Museum's vault. Here are hundreds of the world's most iconic vehicles, cars, trucks, and motorcycles, representing over 120 years of automotive history.
Like any other museum, we cannot possibly display all the artifacts we own. We own over 300 cars. We have more than another 100 on loan to us. So we have quite a treasure trove, but we wanted people to be able to see those too.
So the museum has begun offering guided tours for visitors who want to learn more about global car culture. The cars in the vault come from around the world. And from the beginnings of the auto industry, there's the 1900 classic that Bob Hope had built for John Wayne, the very first Cadillac made in 1903, and a 1925 Rolls-Royce Phantom I, which set the benchmark for luxury cars. The vault also holds political history, with three vehicles from presidential motorcades. Movie fans will recognize the car driven by the arch foe of Bond, James Bond, in Die Another Day, and Black Beauty, the Green Hornet's weapons-laden Chrysler Imperial Crown. And, although Volkswagen just announced it will end production of the classic VW Beetle next year, it lives on in the Herbie the Love Bug movies. Cheyenne Boki of Petrolicious, a digital automotive lifestyle brand, says the vault is like a time machine.
Where else are you going to find a Formula One car, lowrider, and the Chevy Ron's Bugatti in one place? So if you wanted to see these cars at an event, it would take a couple lifetimes to get them all. So seeing them all in one place is definitely a must see if you're even remotely interested in cars.
The tour gives car lovers a chance to enjoy the evolution of the industry, the art, and its history. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.